from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, June 29. Coming up, the Delta variant of the coronavirus is spreading in Illinois and around the country. We'll hear from a health reporter who's been covering the variant for Kaiser Health News. That conversation in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Urbana firefighters are trying to figure out what caused an explosion at a privately run residence hall on the University of Illinois campus last night. Illinois Newsroom's Reginald Hardwick reports.
University of Illinois astronomy student Raina Spencer was in her apartment in Urbana when she felt the building shake.
It was like a rattle in my chest. I about cried because I thought something extreme was going to happen. I knew that it was on campus.
What she felt was an explosion across the street at the Hendrick House along West Green Street. Urbana Fire Chief Chuck Louse says the blast blew the roof off a small room on the north side of the building. The cause is under investigation, although the U of I tweeted it was a boiler explosion. No one was injured, but 56 residents have been temporarily relocated. Reginald Hardwick, Illinois Newsroom.
A Champaign County Board Committee holds a study session tonight to gather input on improving local broadband service. That follows up on the County Board's vote last week to create a task force on the issue. County Board Chair Kyle Patterson says the task force will include county board members and staff as well as members of the community.
Yeah, you know, at this point, we're just kind of exploring to see, you know, exactly what the need is, because we know there is a need, but we don't know what are the specific logistics of it. Where does expansion need to happen? You know, how do you connect those networks?
County officials want to figure out the best way to use a portion of their American Rescue Plan funding to improve local broadband. Tonight's Finance Committee study session will feature testimony from sectors seeking better service, such as agriculture and public housing. Local broadband providers will also speak. The study session begins at 6 p.m. at Champaign County's Brookins Center in Urbana. The Illinois Department of Public Health is investigating a COVID-19 outbreak at a summer camp in western Illinois that's now expanded to 85 known cases, and at least one unvaccinated young adult has been hospitalized. Hannah Meisel has more.
At least 85 COVID cases have now been confirmed as part of an outbreak at a Christian summer camp in Rushville. Infections stemming from the camp, held in mid-June, are mostly among the teen campers. Though all campers and staff were eligible for vaccines, the state's health department said very few actually had their shots, and the camp didn't require masking while indoors. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state is working with the CDC to identify whether any of the cases at the camp are from the more easily spread so-called Delta variant of COVID.
Already the Delta variant that sent Israel back into mitigation is a growing presence in Illinois. We expect it to dominate our cases statewide by the fall.
Those 12 and over are eligible for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, but teens are the group least likely to have gotten their COVID shots. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The Illinois Department of Public Health reports 95 doses of COVID-19 vaccines were administered on Sunday in Champaign County. The 7-day rolling average of vaccines administered is currently around 560. Champaign County health officials report 9 new cases of COVID-19 since Saturday. The number of active cases fell again, this time to 42. 5 county residents are hospitalized with the virus. Carl Hospital in Urbana, which serves a broader region, is reporting 12 people hospitalized, with 3 of those patients in the ICU. Still to come, we'll learn more about the Delta variant of COVID-19 from a reporter covering it for Kaiser Health News. That conversation from the 21st Show is next on 217 Today.
Hi, this is Chantal Vaca, and I'm the engagement producer for the 21st. And I'm curious, what issues in Illinois matter to you most right now? Join the 21st Text Club and add to our weekly conversation. Just text TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. Let's keep in touch.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Illinois and states around the country are concerned about the Delta variant, a variant of the coronavirus that's thought to be more transmissible and thus more dangerous. In many places, it could become the majority of cases. 21st Show host Brian Mackey spoke with Ray Ellen Bichel, a reporter with Kaiser Health News. She's based in Colorado and has been reporting on the Delta variant. Bichel started by discussing how the Delta variant is different than what we were seeing in the U.S. at this time last year.
So the Delta variant was first identified in India months ago, and is believed to have caused a pretty bad outbreak there. It has a few mutations to it that are thought to make it it's more easy for it to attach to certain receptors. So it's easier to infect people. And that's why it's believed to be more transmissible, or known to be more transmissible, rather. The problem with this variant is that it's spreading pretty rapidly in some places. Colorado is one of the places where, at the beginning of last week, we had the public health department saying it was about 20% of cases. By the end of the week, they were saying it was more than half of cases spreading in the state. So that's primarily why people are focused on it now, because of its rapid movement. Previously, the main variant, or I should say currently, the main variant right now in the U.S. is the Alpha variant.
Ray, what do we know about how the vaccine protects people against the Delta variant in particular?
Well, I'm seeing a reports out of Israel recently of an outbreak there, where half of among the adults who were infected in this outbreak, half were fully vaccinated. So that's considered to be concerning. But then you also have data coming out of other places like the UK, showing that the vaccine is still pretty effective against this variant and considered the best protection that there is. I've also seen Scott Gottlieb, former commissioner of the FDA, saying that the variant's likely going to really be a problem in certain pockets of the country. And that would be really the ones with low vaccination. So vaccination is still considered the best protection, even though breakthrough cases are possible.
You're based in Colorado, as I mentioned, and I understand that was the number two state in the country after Missouri when it came to COVID hotspots. Yeah. I understand you spent the weekend at one of those hotspots. What are people saying about the Delta variant where you are?
Yeah, I spent the weekend in a place called Grand Junction over on the western side of the state. You and Jerry were just talking about incentives. I'll just mention this county is doing something that I find to be really interesting. They've got a jackpot as you get vaccinated, you enter to win. But with each person who gets vaccinated, the jackpot sum actually grows, which I haven't seen before. So who knows how that will go. But Grand Junction, Colorado is considered really the hot spot for Delta variant right now. Less than half of people there, last I checked, are fully vaccinated. I went to three places. I spent time at a playground. I spent time at a country music festival, and I spent time at a church where there was a mobile vaccine clinic. And what really struck me was that in each of the three places, and I talked to as many people as I could in all three places, you run into every single person. You run into people on every part of the spectrum. From not going to wear masks, not going to get vaccinated, no plans to do so, people who wish that we would just stop talking so much about COVID-19 and get over it, all the way to people who are in it every day, a pathologist who's, actually running doing the tests, very aware of how many people are not only testing positive with this new variant, but being hospitalized and worried if her kid is going to be able to go to school in the fall.
That's Ray Ellen Bichelle, a reporter with Kaiser Health News based in Colorado. She was a guest on the 21st show discussing the Delta variant of the coronavirus. You can find her full conversation with Brian Mackey at 21stshow.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see partly cloudy skies with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 88 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Jim Meadows, Hannah Meisel, and The 21st Show. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moulin. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.